Grain futures, they're all lower to sharply lower on the session. Crude oil tumbling as Secretary of the Treasury Bessette told us this morning that they're very close, if not today or tomorrow, signing another peace deal with Iran. Of course, I lost track. Is this number 22 or number 27? I can't remember. That said, the crude oil is taking it as face value it's going to be. So we're down over $4.50 a barrel here, putting pressure on the grain market. Of course, you got the biofuel aspect and the feeling that, well, fertilizers are going to eventually roll here too, and maybe President Trump has time to deal with the Black Sea area shortfalls. There's no confirmation of that at all, but the wheat trade trades that way anyway. Soybeans under heavy pressure as rains are falling now in the drier areas of western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Those that missed yesterday seem to be getting it today, plus the modeling does reduce the heat that they were worried about coming mid-August. It's going to be warm. It's just not going to be exceptionally warm. And so for now, they're putting a pass here into August 15th on the grain production that should be okay. So soybeans at one time were down about, 23 cents earlier in the session. We've now rallied 7 cents. The September contract off 15 cents at 11.58 and three quarters, while November's down 15 and a quarter, 11.77. We smashed the lows made on Monday, which then we sharply recovered from. And now we're back checking out. But we are above those lows at the moment. Same thing goes for corn. We are well above those levels. Reports out for exports show corn is way ahead of the USDA. The USDA has some explaining to do when it does its carryout numbers. Hopefully next week, Wednesday, on the WASD crop report, they take the time to do some adjustment. As it is right now, they're off 75 million bushels. Not enough on exports, which means that carryout comes down 75 million bushels, which passes through to new crop, which means new crop carryout right now, just on those numbers, is 1.7 billion bushels. Now, crop ratings came out yesterday, 2% lower on the corn, steady on the beans, but beans and corn both are below last year's ratings that produced those record crops. So we have to be suspecting that the yields are lower, which if we lower the corn yield by 2 bushels to the acre, well, there you are, a corn carryout for new crop below 1.6 billion bushels, which really suggests corn trading above $5. But we'll see if they ever want to take notice of that, right? Currently, December corn down 6.5 cents at 466. The old crop September off 6.25 at 443. And, of course, wheat off 12 cents pleasantly for September Chicago, 639. Kansas, September off 10.25, 707 in Minneapolis. The September contract down 10.5 cents, 684.45, while the December is down 10 cents, $7.10. Cattle futures, we are higher in the live cattle, sharply higher on the feeder cattle. Take a look here. We've got the option expiration this Friday for August live cattle. Do not forget that. First notice, they also comes into play. The feeder index today up $2.24, $349.13. The daily is $365.22 on 1,584 head. Total head count on all this is 7,680 head. And box beef up $2.76 on the choice, $369.49, select higher by $1.29. That's $345.74. This is on 55 loads, taking care of that. Cattle for the month of August presently up a dollar, $232.10. October gaining $1.25, $227.97. December cattle, they're climbing $1.05 to $227.27. Now on the feeders, August up $3.85, $351.67. September gaining $4.10. They're the biggest gainer on the day, $346.65. October feeders up $3.75, $337.45. January feeders up $1.67, $321.20. While the March feeders are only up 57 cents at 316. Hog futures, 32 cents higher. August, 97.85. August, October, up 70 cents, 84.37. Now let's see what the metals look like with the oil being crushed here today in the stock market in the stratosphere. We have the gold for December up $62 an ounce, $4,152. Silver, September, up $2.28, $60.13. Bitcoin August contract up $265, $64,350. And taking a look at that energy market. Crude oil September down $4.61, $75.75. Gasoline September off 12 and a quarter cents a gallon, $2.84 and a quarter cents, while diesel fuel down 10 and a half cents, $3.77 and a quarter cents. Any questions, you can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day.